Time again for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. We're going to go over to Johns Memorial Health Services and visit with Dr. Lindsay Hansen this morning. Good morning, Dr. Hansen.
Good morning.
So how's your spring and or summer going?
Oh, it's great. It's like summer came early this year.
Yeah. You like this kind of weather?
We do. Yep.
Well, I'm not a big hot weather fan, but it'll work. Yeah, speaking of hot weather, we're going to talk about the sun and the effects it has on your skin this morning, huh?
Yeah, really important topic and very relevant this time of year.
All right. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, and we're going to talk about skin cancer and stuff like that.
Okay, sounds good. So, you know, skin cancer is actually the most common form of cancer in people in the United States. So I think that's really important to recognize. About 1 in 5 Americans actually will develop some form of skin cancer. But the good news is that it has a very high cure rate if detected early.
How does one get skin cancer? From the sun mostly? Too much exposure or what?
Yeah, exactly. So too much exposure, it can be from the sun or it can be from artificial sources like tanning beds. So we really recommend against those. There are some different things that you can do to help prevent skin cancer. And so one of the best things, of course, is wearing your sunscreen. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends wearing SPF 30. That can black out about 97% of the UVB rays. Some people will ask, you know, if you go higher than 30, is that better? Maybe a little, but no matter how high a number you go, you'll never block 100% of those rays. They also recommend avoiding the sun during the peak time, which is about 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. when the sunlight is the strongest, so that's when the most damage to your skin will occur. And then when that's not possible, wearing, you know, protective clothing, like a wide-brimmed hat, sunglasses, and that can be helpful as well. And then as far as sunscreen, a lot of people don't realize, but you're really supposed to apply it every 2 hours when you're out and about, which if you ever pay attention is really frequently. So trying to be a little more aware about that and then reapplying after you swim or you sweat or you towel off, you need to be reapplying. And so that's kind of, I think, where a lot of people go into trouble is they put it on once, but then they forget to reapply as the day goes on.
Oh, yeah, right. Dr. Hansen, what are some of the symptoms of skin cancer? How do I know I might have it, or what are the symptoms?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, looking for changes on your skin. So we kind of teach the ABCDE rule, and that's what to look for on yourself when you're checking your moles. So A is asymmetry, which means that your mole isn't symmetric. Like if you folded it in half, the two halves wouldn't match up. So that can be a sign that that's abnormal. B is for border. So when you look at a mole, you know, usually they're like this nice, smooth border, you know, circular shape. So if the edges are actually more blurry or jagged, that can be a sign that it's an abnormal, like a skin cancer. C is for color. So that can be a few things. It could be that the mole is changing color from what it used to be on your skin. It could be that it's getting darker, it could be getting lighter, or sometimes you actually get multiple colors within a skin lesion, and so that can be concerning. D is for diameter, so a mole that's more than 1/4 inch in diameter is higher risk for skin cancer. And then E is for evolving, so that just means that the mole is changing, it's looking different than it used to, and that can be changing in shape, in size, or color. A lot of times I tell patients to watch for the ugly duckling. Which mole looks different than all the rest on your skin? So if there's something that's standing out, that's one that I would recommend getting checked out.
I have another question. I'm just thinking about this. Do you feel sick or do you feel unwell if you have skin cancer or
not
in the early stages?
Nope, not typically. Nope. So, yeah, it's really a superficial thing that most of the time, not always, but most of the time, you can actually have a skin biopsy, have the whole thing taken off, and you're cured. So there's about a 95% cure rate if you catch them early.
So early detection is very important when for skin cancer, huh?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. melanoma, you hear that a lot. What is that then? Is that more of a serious type of skin cancer?
Yep. So there's different kinds of skin cancer. So like basal cell carcinoma and squamous cell carcinoma are the two most common forms, and those are the very curable ones. They're just at the top, top of the skin, and they're slow growing. But melanoma is a much less common but more aggressive form of skin cancer. And so that's one that actually can be deadly if not found early. That's kind of the one that we worry about. That's really why we promote skin cancer screenings.
Okay. Dave Dahl was a meteorologist for KSTP TV, and he was very open about his skin cancer that he had. So that's how I'm going by what I heard an interview with him, and you should get detected early so you don't have to go through like surgery, what he did, and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we actually do have a free skin cancer screening coming up here later this month.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, so that's a good option if anybody's interested in that. That's on Thursday, May 22nd from 9 to 4. And if someone's interested in doing that, they can just call 320-769-4393, extension 2357. And so those are being set up with Tasha Eichhorn, who is trained well in dermatology.
All right, yeah, so I'd take advantage of that then, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's free.
Yeah, it's free. Can't beat free.
Yep.
Anything else you'd like to mention, Dr. Anson, or we cover everything there?
No, I think that covers most things. Yeah, just really, really encourage everybody to do the sunscreen as we're getting into that season, and also lip balm with sunscreen because people's lips also get damaged. So.
Okay, here's a little argument. My wife uses lip balm all the time, and I don't like that on my lips. That feeling. So we argue about that all the time.
Well, it is good, but if you're using lip balm, make sure it has the SPF so you're getting that benefit.
Okay. All right. Real good. All right. Some good information there on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Thank you, Dr. Hanson. Hey, I should ask you, you're fairly new yet to Johns Memorial. How do you like working there at Johns Memorial?
Health Services? Fantastic. Yeah. What a great place. Yeah. Great people to work with. They offer so many services for the community. It's been wonderful.
Okay, real good. Thank you for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah. Dr. Lindsay Hansen with Johns Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.